Morning, Cookie.
Guys.
Where were you yesterday when the stink was going on between Latrell and Jacob Host? Why didn't you get involved?
No, please. I've won all my fights by about 20 metres, I reckon. But I didn't know nothing about it until I seen it on there, and then I seen the footage later. One of the boys showed me. But, mate, that's just good to see Latrell ramping up, getting ready to come back. I think he's pretty filthy. He's not playing this week, so but he's looking good on the field, which is most important.
Yeah, I've said on this program a number of times, Cookie, it happens at least a couple of times a week. When you, in particular, if you're playing those opposed games or you're doing contact, and it's just a sign of, you know, people being aggressive, and then some people just they can't wait to get out there on the field. It's all the frustration that is built up. I don't read anything into it at all.
No, you don't. It does happen more often than what people think. You know, we might be doing an opposed session and the contact might be a bit low, and it takes normally one of the young boys to put a shot on, trying to prove themselves, and then the next thing you know, that person gets them back, and then the whole intensity goes to game mode. So, yes, obviously contact sport, things are going to happen like that. But, yeah, no, it's all the training. It's good to see we're competing, and, I'll stay out of that one.
Cookie, massive game for you boys first up. Must be a bit of an advantage, no Adam Reynolds for the Broncos as well.
Yeah, I know everyone was looking forward to it. We were looking forward to it. He was as well. Obviously, not the best thing for him to have COVID, but, you know, it's a smart, proper decision. You know, just knowing I had COVID and trying to come back after about 10 days trying to train, I was, it really, really wrecked me. So it's, I think he's made the right decision, not trying to push it. But, yeah, it's... Yeah, he's gone up there to, you know, lead the team around. So it is a big loss for them for round one. But, you know, they've got a great forward pack up there that we've put a lot of focus on, that just make sure we've got to do a good job on them. They've got Lyson Carrigan and Payne Hassel, really lead the way for them.
Young Lachlan Ilias, he'll be in the spotlight, no doubt, taking over from Adam Reynolds, Cookie. How of South's approached it? Do you just let him try and play like a clone of Adam, or does other people have to step up and help him until he feels more comfortable in the role, or how's it all going to work?
Well, I think my role with like last year and last couple of years with Breno and Co, it's been very easy. You know, quite experienced halves on either side. So I think where I can help Lockie out, just, you know, keeping him calm out there and helping him guide the team around, that's what I'll do. But I've got full confidence that he can get the job done. He's got a pretty simple role to do at the moment. It's just, he's got to do his job. And once he builds that confidence more in first grade, we're going to see his natural talent come out. And I think we've seen he's pretty confident in his ability. We saw that last year, you know, chucked into a team that not a lot of footy over the last couple of years and played against the Dragons last year and did a great job. So I have no doubt he's going to do a good job for us and only get better as the year goes on.
A new hooker in the side and Saliva Havili arriving from Canberra. How are you enjoying working with him, and how will he complement you and the team as well?
Oh, mate, I've really enjoyed having him here. I think just his leg speed around the ruck, whether he can come on, obviously he can play nine really well, and he plays lock through as well. I've had a bit of time in the middle where he's been lock and I've been a hooker, and just that leg speed he has around there. And he also knows, obviously, because he's played a lot of hooker, sort of what I'm thinking as well. So, got a nice little combination I'm looking to build on with him. And, he can definitely provide some big impact off the bench.
Cookie, Loz mentioned this morning the loss of Wayne Bennett to the Rabbits, and not disrespecting any coach in the competition. I think he was more just praising how good Wayne Bennett is and that experience and the results he's gotten over a long period of time. From a player's perspective, buddy, has it been hard to... to have a different coach or play under a different coach, and do you miss, you know, the experience of Wayne Bennett?
I've had a few different coaches over since my career, so it's obviously sad to see him go, but if we're going to have anyone, it's probably, someone who's spent the last 3 years with him, and that's JD, who, you know, has a lot of similarities in how he coaches, and you can tell he's learned a lot from Wayne along the way, but then he's got his own spin on a few things too, so I think, with him being an assistant coach the last few years, the transition has been really smooth. You wouldn't say that you haven't noticed Wayne gone. Obviously, you do, but, you know, it's been pretty easy for him to just go from assistant to head coach, because Wayne put a lot of trust in his assistant coaches to do a lot of the coaching as well. So, haven't noticed too much just yet.
Great news that Cam Murray got the okay to play in round one.
Yeah, great news, mate. No, we always knew he was going to be pushing for that round one game. I think, you know, when it first obviously happened, they talk about, you know, missing the first couple of weeks, but, you know, let's not talk about the average player and how they go about their injuries. And Cameron's all over that. He's very professional in what he does. That's why he's got himself back and ready to go for round one.
We mentioned Adam Reynolds, of course, not playing, but what are you expecting from the Broncos? You know, when you look at their team, how different do you expect them to be this year?
Well, it'd be hard to see how different they will be with Reynolds, Renault not playing. But they've got a lot of strike power across the whole park. So we've got to really look to keep them in their end. If we can give them some easy footy, they've got some great attacking players, great second phase, especially when they're attacking our goal line. They love an offload, and then they try to get some points off the back of that. So that's where we're definitely going to have our focus, keeping them in their end. But if they are down the other end, it's just wrapping up the ball and you know, just making sure we just, you know, don't have that second phase.
What about style-wise, Cookie? I mean, the Rabbitohs are known for attacking down that left edge, and I thought last year you started to give yourselves other options. Is that something you look to build on again, continuing to focus on, you know, when that left edge is there, but not predominantly playing down that side?
Yeah, that's right. And I think, that left edge has been there for a long time. We've got a new half on the right side now, but we just got to make sure we keep building those combinations, and that side will, you know, slightly come on. But we do need to have both options. That's what we learned. We got to a really good point last year with our attack, ND, which got us to the grand final. But it's about getting back to that level as quick as possible. You know, not expecting that round one, but you know what we're hoping for is just real high completions in these early rounds, and our defensive process to be, you know, spot on. Those will go a long way winning early games early in the year, and then those shapes, both left and right and through the middle, yeah, will definitely come with more game time.
Who are the Bunnies going to play in the grand final this year, Cookie?
I think it might be the Roosters. I think for what they did last year with all the injuries and just, I don't know, just as long as Keary can stay on the field as well, I hope he's all good there. And I think they did a really good job with a lot of star players out last year. I think they're going to be a threat this year for sure.
Imagine we got that, Loz. Bunnies and Roosters grand
final. I don't think you've ever played each other in a grand final, have they, South and Roosters?
Maybe long, long time ago, maybe. Obviously a few prelims.
Prelims, yeah. I don't know whether they've ever played each other, but I'll tell you what, if they did, they wouldn't have any trouble selling out.
One bit. Now, have you got a tip for us, Cookie? Anything, no, somewhere?
I had nothing because I thought it'd be rained out again today, but I thought I'd go with picking the round for round one for NRL, which is all that.
Go for it.
All right, so I've got, had to write down. A lot of away teams still are winning this week.
Yeah.
Where they gone? Hang on. All right, so I got Manly, then I've got Sharks, Rabbit, Roosters, Dragon, Storm, Titans, and Cowboys.
Cowboys. So you've
so
gone
the Titans over the Eels.
Titans over the Eels, yeah.
Yeah, that's been, there's a couple of away games there, but we'll see how we go.
Jeez, I like it.
By the way, take it how you will. I normally come last in a family tipping comp. So.
Well, you're no different to us.
These round one tips. Love it. Something different.
I love it
Something
too.
Different.
Good exactly on you. Right. Hey, Cookie, can't wait to see the footy back and you on the park for the Bunnies, mate.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks, guys.